Hey, everybody, welcome in. Indeed, we are in candidate country again today and for all the weeks ahead, right up until the primary on May 21st. I hope you're registered to vote. I hope you're going to vote. I hope you're paying attention to the issues and not just reading street signs. You know, I have nothing against street signs and yard signs, but, you know, dig in a little bit to what the issues are and what your candidates really believe and what they want to do for you. Today, we have three contenders for your vote for County Commissioner District 3. Be aware you get to vote for one of these gentlemen, no matter where you live in Bonner County. You don't have to just live in District 3. All Bonner County residents get to vote for county commissioners. Our guests and our candidates are Luke Ahmet, Ron Korn, and Dmitry Borisov. So we have a lot to talk about today, so let's take that first break right now.
Spring is the perfect time for cleaning out the clutter and updating your home. But it's also the perfect time to refresh your financial plans. A friend recently told me that securing life insurance sooner rather than later can help you lock in lower rates for years to come. So I bumped this up on my spring cleaning list and got it done. I called SelectQuote and couldn't believe how easy and affordable it was. I'm 40, and my $500,000 policy was only $16 a month. My husband's also 40, and his $500,000 policy was only $18 a month. And with their same-day coverage, there was no medical exam required, and we were covered by the time we hung up. Spring is a time for fresh starts. Sweep away financial uncertainties and make sure your family is protected with SelectQuote.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-461-4545. That's 1-800-461-4545. Or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote today. 1-800-461-4545. Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Don't miss the best Spring Fest deals right now at Lowe's. Get a free Select 56-volt battery when you buy a Select Ego string trimmer, leaf blower, or mower kit. Plus, buy two, get one free on Select paint and exterior stain via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop these can't-miss deals in-store and online today. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows savings. Offer valid through 4/24. Excludes paint and stain samples. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details while supplies last.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
News Talk 97.1.
Okay, everybody, welcome in. Join me. Say hello to our candidates, Luke Ahmet, Ron Korn, and Dmitry Borisov. Welcome to each of you. Thank you for being here. You know, these candidates are seeking the nomination for Bonner County Commissioner District 3, and the winner in this group will be on your fall ballot in the general election. So you get to choose one. It's your right, and it's your privilege. We're going to begin with the candidates introducing themselves, and I'm going to start, Luke Ahmet, with you.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you, Barbara, for having us here so that we can give our thoughts on why we want to be a Bonner County Commissioner. I'll start with a little bit with my background, and I'll get to why I am trying to keep my job as your incumbent Bonner County Commissioner. I came to Bonner County in 1979 with my dad when he started working for McFarland Cascade, and my mom had a job at Bonner General Hospital delivering babies for decades. Unfortunately, our obstetrics department is not here anymore, which leads to a lot of the reasons why I am concerned and running for this job again. What will Bonner County look like? How are we going to get there? And is the manner that we do so thoughtful and in accordance with law? I grew up attending public schools. I went to Northside. I went to Farm and Studwell for middle school and graduated from Sandpoint High School with the class of 1995. My two daughters are also attending Washington Elementary, the same as their mother and their grandmother. After high school, I went to college, joined the U.S. Army, spent time in the infantry, and also retired out of the Idaho Army National Guard, having served four deployments. I then became a government teacher. What I've been observing over the last 10 years is a flight of our workforce. As of today, according to the Idaho Statesman, it costs approximately $84,500 for a single Idahoan to be able to afford to live in Idaho. And that is just not a sustainable number when you put that in the context of our real estate. Bonner County commissioners and all commissioners of the 44 counties in Idaho have an important responsibility to manage the statutory obligations as the legislature has set forth. In Bonner County, this current board has done so responsibly. We have preserved taxpayer dollars, and we have done so in accordance with law. And I look forward to talking more about the accomplishments of this board. So I'm Luke Ahmet. I'm running for my job, and I hope to get your vote. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Next up, Ron Koren. Please introduce yourself to the audience.
Good afternoon, Barbara. My name is Ron Koren. I'm running for the Bonner County Commissioner, District 3. I am the endorsed candidate, endorsed by the Bonner County Republican Central Committee and by the Idaho True Conservatives. I've been here for 26 years with my wife, started our family about 25 years ago, got three grown kids now, all of them still living here in Bonner County and would like to stay here. For the past 25 years, I've dedicated a lot of my time to community services, such as the Bonner County Sheriff's Search and Rescue Group, the Independence Day back in 2020 when it got canceled due to the China virus, multiple VFW stand-downs, Northside Fire, and something else that I've just done in the last 4 or 5 years is I created our own community road network, which is a lot like the Sheriff's Community Watch Program, but it's on steroids. What we did is we divided that up into certain groups, and we have a watch group, we have a communications group, we have a security group, and we also have a barter group. So now we have over 100 people on a text group. So if anybody on the area ever needs assistance with anything, they put out one text. It goes out to over 100 neighbors, and we are the first responders living in rural Bonner County. So something I'm proud of, it came into great use a couple years ago when we had the Trussell Creek fire up where we lived, and we were able to help the neighbors figure out what was going on and keep communications going both ways between the people and the fire departments and the sheriff's office. What I would like to do is I would like to bring back representative government to Bonner County. I want to bring back our constitution. I'm not a politician. I am a statesman. I have no desire to be a politician. I never thought I would be sitting here doing what I'm doing here today. So my motto is actions, not words. Look at what I've done in the community, and I have a lot more to give. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ron Koren. All right, Dmitry Borisov, please introduce yourself.
Good afternoon, and thank you, Barbara, for having me on your show. A little bit about myself. I am a first-generation immigrant. Let me start over. I'm running for District 3 commissioner position, and I'm a first-generation immigrant who came to this country in 1999 and landed in Bonner County in 2001. In 2006, I also made another life-changing decision and became a United States citizen. And about the same time, early 2007, I started volunteering and helping out my local community. In 2007, I joined the Collateral Fire Department, where I volunteered for many, many years. And in 2009, I joined Clark Fork Valley Ambulance, where currently for the past 6 years I had the privilege to serve my community as a chief. And in that position, it was my first introduction to the county commissioners. Fast forward a few years, about 2 years ago, I decided I would like to get more involved in my community, and I ran to become a precinct committeeman with the Republican Central Committee. And I've been in that role for almost 2 years now. And at that point, I thought that I can do probably way more for my community than simply volunteering. So I've been attending county commissioners' meetings for the past 16 months. And what I notice is that we, the people, are not being represented at the county commissioners' meetings. What I saw is that our trust has been betrayed by our elected officials. And the reason I'm running is because I would like to restore the trust of people into into the office. And I also would like to have a plan that could address our current growth, because currently Banner County has no plan to address infrastructure or any kind of service issues.
All right, very good. Dmitry Borisov, thank you. I'm going to keep it with you. My first question is, what is your top priority that you would like to change or strengthen in Bonner County?
Well, I think the most important one would be to restore the trust in the commissioner's office. Once we do that, then we'll be able to work very well with other elected officials and do the job by representing interest of the Bonner County citizens. And once we do that, then we'll be able to start working at addressing growth issues and creating a plan that would attract quality businesses and which will allow for the better wages to come to Bonner County, which would eventually would help with housing issues.
All right. Luke, Amit, please comment on Dmitry's top priority of restoring trust, and what's your top priority?
Well, thank you so much for this opportunity to clarify, and I'll begin with what is sometimes perceived as the dysfunction of the Bonner County business meetings. There's a lot of confusion, which is even here in this room, about what is the job of a county commissioner. The job of a county commissioner is set forth in law, and when I hear such language that we need to listen to the people, do I need to listen to the 20 people who show up, or do I listen to the 32,515 people who are registered voters in Bonner County? And my response is that according to Idaho law, a Bonner County commissioner represents all Bonner County residents, which is what we have done. My top priority is actually serving in the role of a commissioner and not in being a political activist. And let me assure you, the Constitution has never left the building. We are a republic, and we are serving with Republican values. We have a growth plan that is based upon data-influenced decisions. We have sound infrastructure, such as our road and bridge program, and a lot. We are thoughtful, we are accurate, and our job is to perform the job for all 53,000 Bonner County residents.
All right. Thank you, Luke Amit. Ron Korn, I'm bringing the same question to you. Briefly comment on the restoring trust, which obviously Luke seems to disagree with, that they are doing their job, if I understood it correctly. Please comment on that. And then what's your top priority?
So we do need to bring back trust. Trust has been lost. We need to bring back constitutional government. We need to understand that the priority of this job is not necessarily as a business, but we're elected officials. That makes us accountable to the people. We are constitutional representatives. I do agree that our description is set forth in law. That is true. The law stating that we are a constitutional representative of the people. Along with that come certain things as far as running the budget, balancing the budget, da-da-da. But first and foremost is representing the people. We need to bring back respect and decorum to our county meetings, bring back our public speech as it was before, just 2 years ago. I think the public should have input on the agendized items. I don't ever remember in the past 25 years since I've been going to commissioners' meetings off and on that we weren't allowed to talk about agendized items. How else? You know, Luke talks about, you know, he represents the people of the county, not just the 20 in the meeting, and I get that. But we do also represent the people that do take the time to show up at that meeting for a certain agendized item that they would like to talk about. I believe they should have the right to talk about that for their 2 or 3 minutes.
All right. I'm going to ask, there was a comment from you, Luke. You say it is constitutional. You say there are constitutional issues. Would you please comment, Luke?
I would love that. Thank you for the further opportunity to clarify. I think one of the common, I'm going to be kind and say, misrepresentations of actual law is in what the expectation and role is of a county commissioner. The legislature sets that forth, and let me read to you the general powers and duties, which is from Chapter 8. The boards of county commissioners in their respective counties shall have jurisdiction and power under such limitations and restrictions as are prescribed by law. We are only authorized to do what the legislature tells us. And that's why we have elections, and that's why you're here, and that's why I'm asking for your vote.
Okay, this is obviously an issue. Dimitri, briefly comment again. You were the one that brought up the issue of restoring trust.
Thank you. The law is very basic, and it's written on purpose this way, because each county has its own unique issues. So Ada County issues are totally different from Barron County issues. That's why commissioners should be open and listen to the public to address unique issues of Barron County.
Ron, last word on this issue.
So again, I fall back on the Constitution. The Constitution specifically states that the position of county commissioner is to be elected along with the sheriff and the assessors and a few other offices. That being said, that we are bound to the people first, not necessarily the job description. We are representatives of the people. And I'm running as a Republican, therefore I would be representing the Republicans of the county if elected.
Okay, I'm going to keep it with you and see get to each of you before the next commercial. Name one change that you want to make.
One change. I want to cut back on the amount of permits that are required for people such as myself to do things on their private property. I moved here 26 years ago. One of the things that attracted me to this county was the fact that there were no building permits needed at that time to do whatever I wanted to do. So I could build a chicken coop or I could build a garage. And now that's not possible without asking permission from your government and paying a fee to do so.
Can you give one quick example of a permit? You're talking about building, like, not building a house or a barn, but a chicken coop or?
Fences, one. Number fences. Two, decks. Unnecessary.
All right. Very good. Thank you. Same question to you. One change you want to make?
The major change is to change all ill-intended ordinances and rules that stifle the productive conversation at the county office. That would be the
give
first.
Give an example, please.
That Robert's Rules of Order have been weaponized against the people, and the change in the rules and the standing rules to the public meeting were done unilaterally by our commissioner without any kind of input from the public that limits people's right to talk. And for example, I can make a very I will provide you a great example that happened today. Today during the meeting, Commissioner Armut says, "People are behaving, so I will provide time for others to speak." This has to stop.
If I could clarify, because that is not what was said, that would be appreciated.
Sure, go ahead.
So after the regularly scheduled public comment that has occurred at almost every meeting that I have presided over as chairman, I provided additional time for additional members of the public to speak. And those are standing rules, not ordinances. But in regards to your question about what change would I like to see, I would like to see the completion of Bonner County's comprehensive plan. And I hope to really dive into that, because the amount of data and analysis that we have done versus the fiction and fairy tales that are out there is important so that Bonner County residents can be assured that their elected officials are focused on their health, safety, and welfare, just as Idaho law demands and they deserve.
All right, you guys, you're right on point. We're up against that next commercial. We're going to take it right now. We'll be right back. Okay.
Aspen and Stone Interior Design and Construction are adding a new chapter, retail. Introducing Aspen and Stone at Home, opening soon on Cedar Street and 2nd in Sandpoint. Carefully hand-selected items from home decor, bed and bath linens, to building and remodeling finishes. Your all-in-one solution for design, construction, and home essentials. Dreaming of a new home or renovation? Planning a commercial space or maybe that perfect accent piece? Aspen and Stone at Home. Live beautifully.
At the co-op, we're gearing up for Georgia's annual tree and shrub sale. This bare root tree sale will take place at the co-op on Friday, April 26th at 8 a.m. sharp in the South Warehouse. This is a first-come, first-serve event, and once again, George has a great selection of fruit trees, ornamentals, berries, and shrubs coming in. After you choose your trees and shrubs, be sure to visit the gardening section for all things tree and shrub care. We have a great selection of soil amendments out in the front parking area, and you might consider our organic line of fertilizers from Pacific Calcium, Black Gold, and Down to Earth. Of course, we have just about everything you'll need to help your yard and garden grow strong and healthy this summer. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Just text FIX to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FIX to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text FIX to 200-300. Text the word FIX to 200-300. FIX to 200-300.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect. Perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
News Talk 97.1, KSPT-KBFI.
Hey everybody, thanks for being with us today. We are talking with the three candidates for Bonner County Commissioner, District 3, Ron Korn, Dmitry Borisov, and Luke Ahmet, the incumbent. So before the break, Luke had brought up a top priority for him, which is to complete the comp plan. I want to give Dmitry and Ron an opportunity to briefly comment on how they view the comp plan, where the process is, what needs to be done. Ron, I'll start with you.
So I do understand the comp plan is being finished up. It's getting pretty close to being completed. It's been quite a few years since it has gone over some changes and all. I still have some questions as far as, you know, could it have been better? I think things can always be done better. Maybe with more public input and more public workshops. There's a situation going on right now in Sagal where they're wanting to put in that bike park, and I know it's kind of controversial and all. I don't want to get into it too much, but one of the factors of okaying that was that it was possible that the property owner could divide that into 10-acre parcels because it is zoned Rural 10 as it sits right now. I find that kind of surprising, and I'm not sure if those zoning descriptions are going to be changed at all or not, but I went out there and I actually looked at it, took some pictures of that mountain, and that mountain's really steep and tall, and you can even look at it on a topo map, which I don't believe was presented at that workshop last week, but I don't see how you could get a septic system to actually work on 10 acres being so steep without it running down and affecting your neighbor, which that's what this is all supposed to be about, is protecting the rights of others.
All right. Dmitry, your comments?
Well, it's a good thing that we've been working on the comp plan, but it's been long overdue. But the biggest thing is we need to define and set certain rules and close loopholes, for example, such as regulation of water, and close the loopholes between MLDs and some divisions. For example, water is not being regulated if it's an MLD, but if it's a subdivision, then now there's a regulations, and we need to address also soil types and set out and pay attention how we are going to develop our land based upon soil types, see if the land can handle the development or not. It's not just simply a topography. That is, goes way more into it.
Okay, pro or con at this stage? I know this is a difficult one because it's an emerging issue, but the bike park was brought up. It's got a lot of controversy. As a sitting commissioner, Luke, where are you at in your thinking on this bike park in Sagal?
Well, the hearing examiner has rendered a decision, and looking at the amount of public interest in that file, there was a lot, and the probability that it is going to be appealed is great. So the pro is the amount of public input, just as there should be in all elements of our Idaho open meeting government. Con is that somebody walked away unhappy. I am not in a position to be able to give any opinion on that because that is almost certainly going to land on the commissioner's desk as an appeal.
All right. Really quick, the bike park, Dimitri, your take at this point, it's an emerging situation.
Well, I agree that kids need to stay busy and active. However, I do disagree with the location of the park.
Okay. And Ron, you've already commented on that, so I'm going to change the topic with you.
Okay.
We've talked about the comp plan. I want to get into the land use that the county already owns next to the fairground and how it should or shouldn't be used for a future new justice system and or an expanded jail.
So I think I share the sentiments of many people in Bonner County when I say that I'm not quite sure why we're spending so much time and money and effort on this piece of dirt. I think it goes back to previous boards where there seems to be a rift between the sheriff and a previous board. And I mean, from what I understand, looking at the facts, the fairground is rarely booked to capacity. So I don't understand what the purpose of adding more or even discussing adding more campsites to the fairground. On the other side, the Justice Center, I do believe that everything does need to be centrally located, and it would be nice to eventually work towards having our courthouses and everything else right there in the same premises. It makes a lot of sense. Getting to that point, obviously, is going to take a lot of money, and that's one issue that we have right now with our Bidenomics. Money is hard to come by, so I would love to discuss that further, though. That is a big topic.
Yes. Luke, what's your opinion on using this this land that we already own for a potential expanded justice center and or an expanded jail?
Well, I think that's a great question, Barbara, and I think that we need to look at the facts. And it starts with the Bonner County Board of Commissioners is the office that is responsible for the management of all county property, which includes both the Bonner County Fairgrounds and the land on which the Bonner County Sheriff's Office sits. I actually do agree that we are going to need a larger jail. It is important. However, the type of building that we do and how it's going to be paid for is a big question. There is absolutely no reason whatsoever that we can't do both. And in regards to the idea that the Bonner County Fairgrounds is not filled to capacity, there are a number of events that are actually considering moving because there is not enough parking. That ground where the proposed campground was has lain fallow my entire life, and it could be generating revenue. The Bonner County Fairgrounds is currently tens of millions of dollars of maintenance behind, and there have been changes such as the growth of the county. So it is important, but it all comes back to what will the taxpayers' wallet support.
All right. Dimitri, your opinion on this issue.
Well, currently, this land is being used for extra parking, has been used for many years. The issue is the Bonner County does not have a long-term plan, and we have a pretty big uncontrolled growth. Our jail is full. We need to start thinking forward and acquiring land now because land is not going to get any cheaper. So we need to move forward and set land aside. It might have to sit empty for a few years, but once we have a plan and to how to address the growth and jail issues, we should do it. We should preserve the land.
Okay, I'm going to keep it with you. Dimitri, do you agree or disagree with the concept of open primaries?
I disagree 100% because primaries are, because each party is a private organization and they put out their best candidates. So it should be up to the party to decide who is their best candidates for the general elections.
All right. Ron, the same question to you. And do you believe all of the comments that are made that their Democrats are being encouraged openly to register as Republicans in order to influence the Republican nominations?
Barbara, I've never heard of that before. I can't believe you even brought that up.
I know, on the air.
I firmly disagree on the open primaries to answer the question. I was going to talk about that without the preempt there, but yes, it is a known fact that Bonner County has special situations more than other counties because we are mostly Republican in this county. We're 2/3 Republican, 1/3 Democrat. The Democrats can't run a candidate successfully in Bonner County. Therefore, they register as Republicans. They will either run a candidate or they will support a more liberal Republican, if you will, and they get behind it and they support it. So we need to realize that this is an issue. We have the same issue going on, for folks that don't know, in our Republican Central Committee. We have, I think, 32 or 36 precincts, and out of those, we have 12 of those races being contested by Democrats,
right,
for
by
the Republican
Democrats.
Central Committee.
Yeah.
So, yes, we need to understand that this is an issue, and knowing that going forward, how are we going to deal with it?
Luke, what's your opinion on this for open primaries? But more to the point, to open primaries is just another way for Democrats to make some kind of a run to control Republican organizations or Republican nominations. What do you think?
Well, you know, Barbara, that's an interesting question, and I think to a certain degree that's somewhat of a distraction from the actual point that the American flag is what flies outside of our Bonner County Administration Building. And I think that it's important as Americans and as a teacher that we look to our forefathers to see what they had to say. And there is a reason why every year that the farewell address to Congress of George Washington is read. And you can also look to the Idaho legislature to see the consequences of the struggles between the Freedom Caucus and the Main Street Caucus. Politics is about who gets what, where, and when. And Ronald Reagan said it best when you say you trust the will of the voters. For most of Idaho's history, Idaho allowed the voters to make their own determination about who they were going to vote for, what, where, and when. And there's an important thing to consider, that it is the taxpayer who funds the primary elections. With that being said, I've been an Idaho Republican since 1995, and that was before there was the closed primary. So I leave it to the will of the party and the voters.
Could I add to that real quick, please?
Yes.
So one thing that wasn't brought up about the open primaries is it leads into, or is a fuzzy name for, ranked choice voting. And ranked choice voting doesn't work anywheres. The flag does fly in all 50 states, and there's many states that are trying to get rid of this ranked choice voting, one of them being Alaska. They just voted it in a few years ago, and now they're trying to get rid of it because it does not work. And it gets like number 3 or number 4 down on the list elected and put into position.
Yeah.
So it is wrong.
Dimitri, your final comment from you on this before the break.
It is interesting situation because in a way it silence the voices of one particular group, like a Republican Party, if it's been diluted by people from other parties. So, and I'm very opposed to ranked choice voting and open primaries.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And we're going to take that last break as promised. We'll be right back.
Don't miss the Bridges Home Trio reunion concert on Friday, April 26th at the Panada Theater. This very special night of music marks the first public performance for the group in more than 3 years. And every cent raised will go to benefit local Food for Our Children to help feed hungry kids in our community. Tickets are $15, available in advance at Jalapeno's Restaurant or online at foodforourchildren.org. Doors at 6, show starts at 7, Friday, April 26. Bridges Home Trio at the Panada Theater.
It's the 5th anniversary of Kalispell Casino in Cusick, Washington, and we're celebrating all month long. Just 20 minutes north of Newport on Highway 20, Kalispell Casino is recognizing a monumental milestone of 5 incredible years of gaming and excitement in Ponderay County. We're celebrating our anniversary all month long with a free dessert for all Kama's Rewards cardholders. Just stop by the Kalispell Casino Kama's Club to claim and join us for the $5,000 a day giveaway extravaganza, April 22nd through April 26th. Yes, Monday, April 22nd through Friday, April 26th, every day. One lucky winner will walk away with $5,000. Use your Kama's Rewards card at Kalispell Casino for a chance to win big just by playing your favorite games. Plus, all comps and points earned can also be used at Northern Quest Resort and Casino, 1898 Public House, and the Kalispell Golf and Country Club Golf Shop. Celebrate our 5th anniversary with us at Kalispell Casino in Cusick, Washington.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Hiking, fishing, enjoying nature. That is what Idaho is all about. And it is why I am voting for Jim Woodward for Idaho Senate. My name is Pat Gunter, and my friend Jim Woodward is an outdoor enthusiast who understands the balance between enjoying and preserving our environment. For a sustainable future, it is important that we elect Jim Woodward on May 21st.
I'm Jim Woodward, and I approve this message.
Bring your family and friends on a journey with University of Idaho's Dr. Zach Etienne. Join Zach for an exploration of black holes on Saturday, April 27th at North Idaho College. What are black holes? How are they formed? Are they portals to another world? Can we travel from one dimension to another? Don't miss this thought-provoking night of discovery and your chance to win tickets to Kennedy or the U.S. Rocket Center Space Camp. For tickets and more, go to spacepoint.org.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
Well, it's out there. Here we go, everyone. This is our last section with candidates Ron Korn, Dmitry Borisov, and Luke Ahmet. We've got a good discussion going on for you. I hope you're enjoying it. Sometimes I wish you could hear the conversations that go on when we're off the microphone, but it's all good, and it's all what these candidates want to tell you. I'm going to take it briefly back to Luke so he can also comment on ranked choice voting.
So to be clear, there is an open primary and ranked choice voting initiative of which I am opposed to. I am absolutely 100% opposed to ranked choice voting because I believe that it distills the power of the individual and takes away the right and the whole idea of the one man or a one woman, one vote. It's confusing, and I don't think it's good for Idaho.
All right. Thank you for that. The next question, and I guess I'll start with you, Dmitry, is I think a big issue, and you kind of were getting into it, all three of you, with the comments on the comprehensive plan. But when I talk to people, it's like their number one issue is growth in the county. And everybody understands it can't be controlled, per se, stopped, but it can be guided, it can be directed. They're concerned about services, they're concerned about fire service and water and police and infrastructure. So given those concerns, I know you're very familiar with, what could you do? What do you think you can do? What would you do as a county commissioner concerning growth?
Well, I would say the first thing we need to do is to restore the image or the brand of Bonner County. So the quality businesses can move into Bonner County and are willing to do business at Bonner County. We also need to address issues when it comes to infrastructure. For example, Barbara, do you know that Bonner County ships out quite a few trucks of sewage to Oregon because they cannot process it here? And yet we are allowing subdivision after subdivision after subdivision. We need to address those issues. And it's time to start talking about impact fees being paid by the developers. And I'll speak a bit from EMS standpoint. Currently, we have 4 EMS transport agencies and 3 are volunteer agencies. And we are saving county approximately up to $2 million a year because we are providing service to our residents. But our calls are increasing. We are volunteers. So our needs are increasing as well. So this is a very big topic and it includes a lot of work that needs to be done.
Okay, Luke, to you on growth, and we're not totally running out of time, but I want to give you closing statements. So what are your thoughts on guiding growth or directing growth effectively?
Well, the reason why I'm running for office is because of the image and brand of Bonner County. And let me tell you, it is strong. And when we start talking about growth in the county, we need to be looking at the facts. The Bonner County Planning Commission has pulled the last 5 years' worth of building location permits and analyzed to make a strong determination of where the growth is occurring so that we can plan and prepare for the future. And when we start talking about free market roles such as processing of sewage, that is not a responsibility of county government. So I think it's very important that we talk about growth. There is 1,735 square miles of Bonner County, and if you split that between the 53,000 residents, you're looking at 30 people per square mile. If you then further break that down and you start looking at the incorporated areas, the growth is primarily occurring where it should be. We have great businesses in Bonner County, but anybody who tells you that you can grow prosperity while restricting growth, well, I've got oceanfront property right here in Bonner County that I'm willing to sell you for a $3 bill.
Just to amend, at least my language was not restrictive growth. It was guided and directed so that it would be in some kind of a controlled mode, not restricted.
Well, to be clear, the first element of the comprehensive plan, which was passed by the Idaho legislature in 1975, is private property rights. And I am not in support of restricting growth.
Okay. Ron, your comments on growth, please.
So I think we may be able to manage it a little bit better, and I would entertain putting planning and zoning back under one department instead of splitting it. That might slow things down. It's going to make some people unhappy, I understand, but at the other time, it's going to maybe help change some of those things. The growth does need to happen near the cities throughout the county, not just necessarily Sandpoint, but within Clark Fork City and Priest River, and Blanchard's not a city, but in those areas where there's infrastructure already. It doesn't make a lot of sense to put a trailer park out there in the middle of Blanchard, in my opinion. I don't know how that happens. If I was that neighbor, I would be very upset, or neighbors. There's no reason that people are going to drive to the middle of Blanchard in order to recreate. And I don't think that was really for recreating, but more of a low-income housing setup. So we need to be careful of what these plans are for people. When you only have 2.5 acres, really that's enough, you know, for one residential home, if that, because the minimum is 5 in the county.
Okay. So the planning and zoning, bringing that back together, really just a few seconds, Luke, as city commissioner, what about bringing planning and zoning back together?
I think that conversation would be more appropriate to be had after the comprehensive plan is completed and after the ordinances have been updated. It is not appropriate at this time.
Okay, Dimitri.
I would say that we actually need to consider getting rid of hearing examiner, and after comprehensive plan is done, we should consider bringing planning and zoning together.
All right. Thank you for that. I'm going to keep it with you. We are up to closing, and you have about a minute to say goodbye to the audience and ask them to vote for you.
Well, thank you once again. Thank you to everyone who was listening to us. I want to say that the reason I'm running because I would like to see rural Bonner County preserved, and I would like a trust in commissioner's office to be restored with respect, and we need to start also working on the mid and long-term plans to address that uncontrolled growth. And I would like to finish with a quote from Deputy AG Brian Kane, who said, "The government is a trusteeship. We act for the benefit of all those citizens we represent." So please vote May 21st for Dmitry Borisov for Bonner County District 3 Commissioner.
All right, Dmitry Borisov, thank you very much for that. Luke Ahmed, I'll take it to you. Please say goodbye to our audience.
Well, thank you so much for having us here today, Barbara. It's a privilege to serve my neighbors in Bonner County. Bonner County's brand is strong. We have an awesome quality of life. Our beauty, our businesses, my neighbors. Bonner County residents, every last one of them, deserves stable, safe, and quality government. That is what I have been working on since I took office and was what I continue to work towards. We have an important job to do, and I intend to do it as your commissioner. I am asking for your vote on May 21st, 2024, so that I can keep doing the work of Bonner County. Luke Ahmed, thank you very much.
All right, Luke Ahmed, thank you for that. All right, to you, Ron Korn, for your closing statements and to ask the people to vote for you.
So I hope that the majority of people out there understand that we are at a crossroads with our country, and we're not only necessarily with our country, but we're at a crossroads with our own county. The only thing that we can really control is our county government, our local government. We can't really control our state government, and we all pretty much realize that we can't control our federal government. So it's more imperative now more than ever that we elect statesmen into our local positions, not politicians. Look at what I've done. I bring unity to the community. I don't want to see the division continue. I want to see people coming back together, like it was said earlier, that Republicans and Democrats, all we live under the same flag, the red, white, and blue. So I hope that I'm given the chance on May 21st. I hope that I can earn your vote. Bonner County Commissioner, District 3, Ron Korn.
All right. Thank you, Ron Korn, Dmitry Borisov, Luke Ahmed. Thank you very much to the three of you for being here. It was a very good discussion, and I think people, you know, have an important choice, as you've said, to make on May 21st. Only one of these gentlemen can move forward into the fall, into the general election, and it is, as I said before, you're right and you're privilege as a citizen of this country to vote for that. Next week, we continue with our candidates. We'll be talking with the Republican, the candidates that are running for the Republican nomination for State Representative Seat 1A. They are Mark Sauter, Jane Sauter, no relation between those two, just the same last name, no relation, and Spencer Hutchings. So Mark Sauter, Jane Sauter, Spencer Hutchings will be here next week to talk to you. So until then, this is Barbara saying please take care of yourselves, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.